Hey, this is Paul Menard, driver of the number 21 Ford Fusion, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. And as we see what is the 2018 Labor Day weekend, NASCAR is doing their throwback weekend at Darlington, the track that is too tough to tame. On the line with us is a guy that is close to home in so many ways, a Wisconsin native, and also the driver of the number 21 Ford Fusion for Wood Brothers Racing, the one and only Paul Menard. Paul, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
This is really great. Let's talk a little bit about the race first and the racetrack itself, Darlington. It is unique and challenging in so many different ways and has been for so many different decades for some of NASCAR's greatest drivers. And this week, you are going to be doing an homage to Cale Yarborough, one of the greatest of all mm-hmm. times. Talk a little bit about the history and kind of representing Cale.
Yeah, I mean, first off, driving for the Wood Brothers, they have a lot of great drivers, a lot of great paint schemes, a lot of history to pull from. And this is the 50th anniversary of the 1968 Mercury Cyclone that Yarborough drove to win the Southern 500. So it's an honor to have Cale on the car. Hope he lives just down the road, and I think he might be coming out tomorrow. So it'd be cool to spend a little time with him, meet him, shake his hand, and try to give this Ford a good run.
Yeah, we're going to have some pictures up at WGNradio.com of that as well, and hopefully some of Cale's great luck kind of rubs off and all of that great history for the Wood Brothers. And you mentioned a little bit, Paul, talk about that. You know, being with such an iconic team ownership, they've done it all for so many years, you know, so much history there with the Wood Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, just great people, first and foremost. It's a great family, good, nice, down-to-earth, you know, friendly people that love to go racing and that are really good at it. You know, Eddie and Len come to the racetrack every weekend. Mr. Leonard gets to the racetrack quite a bit. So they're around and they're involved and they're you know, pushing this race team to get better. And it starts, you know, starts this weekend. We've had a pretty good year, brand new race team kind of getting together. You know, obviously the Woods have been around forever, but, you know, my crew chief, engineers, a lot of the road guys are all brand new. First time for all of us working together. So we're learning as we go, but I feel like there's a lot of potential.
How do you feel about Darlington when you think about that as a track? Is it one of those tracks that you look for, you feel it plays to your strengths? Of course, you've won at Road America, so, you know, tracks with turns are not the kind of thing that you can't handle. I mean, what are your thoughts heading into the race?
Yeah, I mean, Darlington's it's a tough track. It's wore out. You know, they repaved it, I think, 10, 11, 12 years ago, and the surface is aging really quickly, which is what, as race car drivers and I think race fans, we enjoy seeing a lot of wear in the racetrack. Cars that you fire off on new tires and you go really fast, and as a run progresses, you start sliding around and making opportunities for passes, and Darlington's definitely like that. It's two different ends of the racetrack. Turns one and two are really fast. Turns three and four are really slow and slippery. So, you know, and again, with the way that the tires fall off, every lap you're kind of changing how you drive, because you'll fall off 2, 3, 4 seconds throughout a tire run. So, I mean, that's a couple tenths a lap that you just have to adapt your driving style to the less grip each lap.
Yeah, it always is exciting down there at Darlington. I think it adds a little bit of that element to build in all of that history for Throwback Weekend. There's going to be a lot of everyone's favorite cars out there. Are there any cars maybe growing up as or paint schemes or even guys that you've raced you know, against in your career where you look over there and you're like, oh yeah, that was one of my favorites. It'll be cool to see.
Yeah, I mean there's a John Deere car down here. I forget who's driving it, but I always loved that John Deere car, you know, the late 90s, I think it's like, mid to late 90s.
Yeah, Chad Little used to drive the John Deere car, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, I just love that car, and so it's cool to see that. And, you know, there's all these schemes that come out each year at Darlington that you forget about, then you see them, and it kind of reminds me of my childhood. you know, watching the races in the late 80s, throughout the 90s, and brings back a lot of memories.
You think about your childhood, you think about John Deere, you think about, you know, nice, friendly, down-to-earth people. I think you're describing the population of Wisconsin. I spent a good portion of my formative years there, went to college at Whitewater as well. And so talk a little bit about that. You know, your first win was at Milwaukee again. We mentioned you've won at Road America. You live in North Carolina now. You got to, right? All the facilities, the training, the testing, the crews, everybody is there. But are you, you know, how often do you kind of think about your fans back there in your home state?
Yeah, I mean, I love Wisconsin. It's I'll probably move back there one day when we're all done sweating in the South. So it's a great state. You know, we were up there last week. My family, my wife and kids, I brought them up to towards Hayward, Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin. Just spent a few days up there fishing and hanging out. You know, I really miss the 82 degrees for a high is beautiful, and then you know, 50 degrees at night where you have to put a sweatshirt on. I miss those that type of weather in the summertime up there. It's really great. And obviously a lot of great race fans in Wisconsin. You know, when I was racing Legends cars and late models, you could run basically 6 nights a week, sometimes 7 nights a week if there's some specials, different tracks, all kind of somewhat work together to have their shows on different nights, so you could travel around and hit a bunch of different racetracks throughout the state.
We've made a lot of great things to do, whether it's races or different road trips in Wisconsin. Some of our road trips we spent, you know, this last summer, maybe about a month ago, up at Big Round Lake up there in Hayward with our buddy Famous Dave. I mean, it's a blast. It's a great place to be up there, and it is one of those great road trips. When we know you're a huge Packer fan, and we've talked about that as far as, you know, Wrigley Field's one of those iconic venues. Lambeau Field is one of those. You know, any thoughts on things as the Packers kind of kick off the season, you know, and get ready for that, and as Lambeau Field as one of those kind of destinations for sports fans in general?
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow the off season too much. I was actually looking this morning just to try to see what transactions took place and things, and we got a lot of new guys on the team this year. Obviously Aaron signing his big contract this week, that's going to keep him in Green Bay for it sounds like his career. So that's a huge positive, and just got to keep him healthy, keep the receivers healthy. Hopefully the defense gets a little bit stronger, and we'll have a shot at the Super Bowl.
You know what? It's not unrealistic. And the season starts off against the Chicago Bears as well. So, Paul, for those people that want to see, of course, we're going to enjoy all the things that you're doing with the Cale Yarborough paint scheme at Darlington tomorrow and enjoy the rest of the season. Social media-wise, how can fans follow you and keep up with your adventures?
Well, I'm not on social media. Our race team is. Wood Brothers 21 is the Twitter.
Wood Brothers 21 on Twitter, and I think you may be on Facebook as well. I know Wood Brothers is, and we'll encourage the fans to check it out. And thanks for what you're doing. Safe race. Good luck tomorrow, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right. Thank you.